All right, 98.1 KZE, Adam here, live from the Ulster County Fairgrounds, where the Ride for Mental Health is happening right this moment. People are taking off, whether it's for their 25-mile ride or one of the 50s or even the 100 they just left recently. And I'm sitting now with Dr. Ben Pearl, who is a former Capital District resident. Where are you now, Ben?
So I raced in Indiana. I saw Breaking Away when I was in high school. So I raced out in Indiana.
It's a nice reference to one of my favorite films.
Yeah.
Of my childhood.
Yeah. It was Dennis Quaid's breakthrough movie.
Right. Probably yeah. You know your stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
So.
And you are a doctor. A
yes.
Foot doctor, technically, right? But.
Right. And cycling has always been a part of my mental game in terms of de-stressing
right.
after what's become an increasingly hectic atmosphere in U.S.
Yeah.
healthcare.
Right. So tell me, I know you're working on a book about possibly about this subject that
yeah.
we're going to talk about for a moment, but there a lot of people may not know just how much how the mental health of our medical and health professionals is actually a crisis that like the percentage of suicides is really high among that profession.
Yeah.
Which I did not know. I guess I heard it somewhere, maybe dentists, because it may be a myth. I don't know. Like
no,
how
it's
people
true.
Hate going to the dentist, and that has over, you know. That
you're looking at a small mouth all day, and I think that's part of it.
Hopefully.
Yeah. ER doctors. So here's the stats,
yeah.
you know, from 25 AMA. This is not just stuff, you know, flying off the top of my head.
Sure.
So for nurses, mm-hmm. it's three times the national average for suicide. So nurses are hitting the bar at 1.7% in 2025. And that number has steadily gone up probably since the millennium. And believe it or not, it leveled a little bit during COVID, even when though it was stressful because of shifts actually decreasing. So they actually had some gaps because there were times when they had COVID or when there was isolation that you couldn't go to your shift and people weren't as involved. So the second thing is that physicians are about 1.4, but ideation, get this, 14 to 17 in 100. So 14 to 17% of physicians ideate or think about, but don't necessarily act on taking their life. So that's pretty high.
Right, but it's still reflective of a serious mental health problem. It's still reflective of someone going through really hard times and having to suffer, perhaps, you know, whether they take their lives ultimately or they're just, you know, or they just ideate because they're suffering.
And here's what happened. And I myself, I'm getting some counsel from our hospital chaplain because the days are tough. You have people that don't understand their benefits. The most socioeconomic challenged members of our society have the least comprehension about what's what, and they are fearful. When they're fearful, they're like the crabs in the bottom of the crab pot.
Mm-hmm.
They're just grabbing for whatever, and you're their punching bag, not the Aetna insurance agent. It's
yeah.
Dr. Ben Pearl and his staff.
Right.
So that's what makes it a little bit of a challenge as well. The other aspect is that the bureaucracy has led to burnout with physician support staff. They don't want to work in that atmosphere,
yeah,
and then
yeah.
you got
right.
patients yelling at you about their COPA.
It's
very toxic. So. We have to find solutions. Now, unfortunately, in our lifetime, yours and my lifetime, we probably will not see something I proposed to Al Franken when he was the Minnesota rep,
yeah.
which is the
yep.
Universal Health Transparency Act. Have a barcode, immediately you know what your United benefits are.
Right.
But what we can do is create awareness, and that's what I'm trying to do with my book.
Which you're working on now and which is due out before the end of the year and is called...
It's called Redlining, the U.S. Healthcare Crisis Beneath the White Coat. If you go to my YouTube channel, Dr. Ben Pearl, I'm going to have little vignettes. And like you, I'm a podcaster, not in radio, but just mm-hmm.
right.
for my
well,
own...
Those
yeah.
two things for me are separate, too.
Yeah.
Podcast I was doing way before
yeah.
I got into the radio side of things, but... Redlining, again, is the name.
Yeah, so redlining, the U.S. healthcare crisis beneath the white coat. And so I reference redlining not only to what we know that socioeconomic groups, you know, if you're from Jamaica, that, you know, quarantine or housing, and then you don't get as much healthcare, but also the cortisol level. So it's a metaphorical comment on how physicians and nurses and healthcare support personnel have elevated cortisol levels all the time because we're constantly having to treat. Have you seen The Pit lately with Noah Wiley?
Yeah.
I mean, that is on a smaller scale what a private practice is like, and we don't have the trained resources of a hospital ER. So you can imagine, you know, it's like you're trying to juggle an egg, a Serbian sword, and a feather all at the same time with where we are at in healthcare.
Well, I wish you all the success with the book, and we should have you back on when the book is coming out.
100%. I'd
love
to
do it. We'll get you to the station in Red Hook, New York.
You know, I'll get your contact.
Yes.
And the last thing, shout out to Jesse. I lost a 26-year-old friend, a soccer player, and he took his life 2 years ago. So I'm writing for Jesse today.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. And we've got to get ourselves on the bikes right now. So thank you, Dr. Ben Pearl, for coming on KZE. This is Adam. I'm going to sign off here at this point. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll go now to our regular programming here. Have a great weekend, everybody. This is Adam here at 98.1 KZE, live from the Ulster County Fairgrounds.